WHHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump and other world leaders sign a Gaza peace plan after Hamas frees all living hostages. A bus carrying hostages is greeted by crowds on their return to Israel from Gaza. More from CBS's Tony DeCopel.
All 20 were soon reunited with family. Among them, 25-year-old Eitan Moore, whose father locked his arms around his son and wouldn't let go. Matan Zangawker's mother, Einav, ran to her son's open arms and gave him a kiss. The family can't wait to see him, she said.
CBS's Nancy Korda says this is just phase one of the peace plan, and there are many questions.
Trump's 20-point peace plan that was the basis for this deal calls for the creation of a temporary international stabilization force to help secure border areas in Gaza. But it is still unclear which countries will contribute troops, how large the force will be, and how long its deployment will last.
Making his way back to Washington after a trip to the Middle East, President Trump confirms that he will meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House on Friday. Zelensky saying,
"The main topic is air defense. And also, I will have a meeting with energy companies."
Ukraine's president has been lobbying Washington to supply U.S.-produced Tomahawk missiles during the ongoing war with Russia. Cleanup is underway in Tempe, Arizona, after the National Weather Service in Phoenix says Tempe was hit by a microburst, damaging businesses and homes. Yesterday, a wet microburst hit parts of Washington state. The National Weather Service says Longview saw a gust over 80 miles per hour. That's where KOIN-TV's Joey Vaca is.
Sounded like a freight train.
Richie and Leah Holmes recalling the moments an isolated storm cell sent strong, straight-line winds crashing through their home.
Tarps and the poles and everything flying by the windows.
It looked like kind of like a war zone out here.
They were inside their shop when the winds hit, and they say it was quick, no more than 10 or 12 seconds.
CBS's Jim Krasula reports on new online protections for children.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed into law first-of-its-kind legislation regulating artificial intelligence chatbots, defying a push by the White House to leave such technology unchecked. The law is aimed at protecting children from the potential dangers of AI chatbots.
Among other things, the new California law requires platforms to remind users that they are interacting with a chatbot and not a human. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
The Dodgers in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and Dodgers in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series, the best of seven. Manager Pat Murphy asked about how the Dodgers have yet to beat the Brewers this year.
Your team handled the Dodgers 6-0.
Yeah, I mean, we're not overconfident, that's for sure. Dodgers are a powerhouse. What can you say? You don't see many commercials anywhere across the world and you don't have Dodgers in it because they have the star power. They're great players.
Game 1 tonight in Milwaukee. NBA, the Bucks and Bulls got physical last night in Chicago. Bulls guard Emmanuel Miller left due to a chipped tooth. Another Bulls player with a cut above the eye. Dalian Terry ejected after a fight with the Bucks' Taurean Prince. Milwaukee won the preseason contest, 127-121. NFL, Packers with a 27-18 victory over the Bengals thanks to some key receptions from rookie Matthew Golden.
Man, he adds another explosive playmaker. I think he made some big-time plays today.
That's quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low within a few degrees of 40. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, there could be a shower in the late afternoon and evening. Highs in the upper 50s to around 60. And again around 60 on Wednesday and partly sunny. Currently 49 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
What's up with all the MAGAs claiming that they're such great Christians and claiming that America was founded as a Christian nation? I debunk all of these myths starting at 5 o'clock. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text, the number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter.
And when you leave those live stream comments, we read them. And I just want to say shout out to Cornell. Thank you so much. Great show, Matt and Aaron. Well, you know what, Cornell? You're a great show, too.
Appreciate
Thanks
that,
Thanks for watching
Cornell.
And listening.
Yep, very much. We really appreciate it. Baseball. I know. Hang on. Baseball tonight. Brewers moving on.
Yep.
Into the NLCS Game 1 tonight. Brewers hosting the Dodgers. Our broadcast starts at 6:30. You can't listen on the stream because of baseball rules and things like that, but you can listen on terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
Here in Racine and Kenosha, you can catch the game tonight. Our broadcast starts at 6:30 on WRJN 99.9 FM, 1400 AM here in Racine, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Brewers hosting the Dodgers tonight at 6:30.
There's times when I wish I could treat baseball with the same indifference I treat
so many other things.
Football, and to even more disregard basketball. But no, I'm in this, and it makes me sick. So baseball was designed to hurt us. Jane, that's what I would believe.
Slow and painful.
162
slow
games
and painful.
At least of pain. Why do we do this to ourselves?
Because we love it.
Yeah, it is really
because we love it.
It really is the greatest game.
All right, go Crew.
Go Crew.
Hosting the Dodgers tonight, our broadcast will start at 6:30. We had hoped to be joined by George King IV with Democrats abroad. We must have had our signals crossed. Maybe it was a time difference issue. Mm-hmm. But the topic remains. Democrats abroad has talked about this. Democracy Docket has talked about mm-hmm. this. GOP's latest voter suppression target, overseas Americans.
Which I really don't feel, Jane, that it's that new of a target, because in the, you know, if you look at the micro, yes, they want to target all ability to vote and anything that isn't on the day in person balloting.
Paper ballot is bad.
That anything besides that, bad. But in the last election and the election before that, Donald Trump made it very clear what his intentions were with voting. And he made it very clear that we should be taking a deeper look at what's happening overseas, because there's a lot of fraud that's happening overseas, Jane. There's a lot of fraud. Well, I think it's important to reiterate the point that if you are an American citizen, regardless of where you live, but if you are not living on American soil right now, you have the right to vote. Now, granted, it's tough. There's a process. It's not like, you know, you have to send away for ballots. You have to make sure you're on certain time.
You have to contact your election clerk.
Yes, you have to put the work in. And honestly, I'm not so sure. I think that's a good thing to keep everything safe and secure and the processes up to speed. If you're going to live overseas, yes, you have to put in a little more work to get your ballot. If you want to vote, fine, done. But you have that right no matter what.
For decades.
Yes. And what the right has never been able to square with me, and those who disagree, a lot of people disagree with this, is you want to take away those rights? Okay, you're taking away those rights from military personnel too. He wants to paint the picture of these are disgusting liberals living in liberal European and other Canadian and Australian cities, not voting for me. But that's not true at all.
Well, we don't know how these people are voting.
Exactly. But also, it's just your rights, and you're messing with people's, you're threatening people's rights, I should say.
Federal law for decades mm-hmm. has guaranteed that U.S. citizens living abroad can vote in federal elections. Republicans historically championed that.
Yes.
They were all about that, especially from active duty military.
Yes.
But as civilian voter participation abroad has gone up and become a greater part of the share of the overseas vote, now the GOP is changing its tune. Not a surprise. Recent legal battles, again, this from Democracy Docket, recent legal battles in Arizona, Michigan, and North Carolina show this growing trend to disqualify ballots cast in state elections by U.S. citizens voting overseas. Voting rights advocates say these attacks are part of a bigger strategy driven by shifting demographics and political patterns from the overseas electorate.
I guess I want to know the grounds on which they are placing their request for invalidation, first and foremost. Do they think that it's just voter fraud, that some guy in Ipswich who's lived in Ipswich his whole life who found a ballot on the ground because someone discarded it and said, I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris. Now, I'm not going to do an Ipswich accent. I want to vote for Kamala Harris. What are the grounds on which they're basing their request for invalidation?
That's a very good question.
The next question I have, and not the next question, but my thought is, based on what you just said, and on top of the data we're getting from last year, is, one, we don't know who any of these people are voting for.
No.
We do not at all.
All we know is that they have cast a ballot.
I can say with great confidence and 99.9% certainty that some of them voted for Donald Trump and some of them voted for Kamala Harris. I will bet.
You're going to go out on that limb.
I'll bet Calvin's car on that. I will. But the other thing is, the other point is, we don't know who they're voting for. But what we do know is that in 2024, after a concerted effort from various GOP state parties, they push the narrative of mail-in voting, of early voting, bank your vote, vote absentee. It helps. It's not bad. It's not in the face of their leader still talking smack about it. They were doing this and it worked to their benefit.
It did. It worked to their advantage.
So the only thing it makes it look like they're just trying to disenfranchise, intimidate voters from all over the world now. That's the only way you can pose this. It's not about free and fair elections. It's not about the safety and the processes. It's about suppressing votes, pure and simple. And I know that because I don't know a single Donald Trump supporter who's been able to frame it in a way that makes it make sense.
Over 4 million U.S. citizens are eligible to vote in overseas voting. This was put into effect by Ronald Reagan. Mm. Voter turnout from overseas U.S. citizens overall is at less than 10% of those who are eligible. So the vast majority of people who are eligible to vote overseas don't.
Yeah.
So this is a very small percentage. But here's where it comes in.
Is this called the rub?
Here be the rub. Data from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission found that in 2010, military members and their families cast about 51% of overseas ballots. 40% were civilians. Mm-hmm. In 2020, civilian votes surpassed military votes,
okay,
making up about 57% of voters. That's when the GOP started jumping in.
So again, I'm going to quote one of my favorite comedians, Stephen Fry. This is going to be plain flavored English. When a group of people see that voting is increasing, or they see possible threats to their power coming forward, which we don't know. Again, we don't know who they voted for. But when they see an increase of a population who's voting that they don't, in fact, trust, like, or think likes or trust them, they are going to do their best to intimidate and to disenfranchise those votes. What does it say about the party that's leading this? Now, you're going to scream, safe and fair elections. We need to keep them secure. They are. It's proven. Sorry, that science is already in. No takesy-backsies on that one. But what does it say about the party that actually now has changed their tune from 1 year ago?
Yeah, seriously.
What does it say about the party that's doing all of this? What does it say about them that they want to make sure that either all of the availability of voting for a group of people is taken away, or curtailing the ability to vote for certain groups of people?
If their policies are so popular,
mm-hmm,
and they have such a mandate, by the way, it wasn't a landslide election. He didn't win by a landslide.
He didn't. No.
It wasn't a landslide.
No.
If their policies were so incredibly popular, why are they continually trying to limit the number of people who can vote?
Yes.
By 2024, Trump and the GOP falsely claim Democrats are exploiting this overseas voting program to flood the system with illegal votes. Trump quoted on his social media platform in September, quote, "Democrats are talking about how they're working so hard to get millions of votes from Americans living overseas. Actually, they're getting ready to cheat." They're going to use this program to get ballots, a program emailing ballots overseas without any citizenship check or verification of identity whatsoever. That's all lies.
It's a lie. It's a pure lie.
That is all lies.
Pure lie. Pure lie.
Again, we've talked to Democrats abroad before.
Yeah.
People who live overseas, yeah, and the process it takes to get a ballot.
Yeah.
It's a process.
A long process, too.
A long process. You, yeah, actually have to contact your election clerk,
mm-hmm,
because that's who generates the ballot for you.
Yeah.
It's not like you go to some site on the web that says print off your ballot and mail it in. That's not how it works.
Write down in a piece of paper who you voted for and just send it into this PO box.
No.
I hate talking about this because it's tiresome. And The fact that, you know, there's going to be a subsect of people who just believe no matter what that the ballots are stolen and the election is fraudulent and blah, 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 blah. But the problem we have is that there are another subsect of people who will scratch their chin and go, well, it's actually an interesting topic to talk about. Two things. Stop giving billionaires our money. Release the Epstein files. Those are the things we should be talking about. Not this lying narrative about people voting overseas, exercising their just God-given rights through the Constitution.
That has been in place for decades.
Put in place by the most liberal president, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, he was cuckoo.
We got to talk about this because they just get to steal the narrative whenever they want. A year ago, bank your vote. Now they're cheating. Make up your mind. It's very tiresome. Also, folks who voted for Donald Trump who are listening right now, thank you for giving us your time. I mean that. Thank you for giving us your time. You're being as hosed as we're going to be hosed, because it doesn't matter. You're red, you're blue. If you're working class, middle class, poor, working poor, doesn't matter. We're all getting hosed together because we are taking our eyes off the ball. We're giving money to billionaires and they won't release the Epstein files. Those are the things that should never stop being talked about.
And we should be allowed to vote if you live overseas. It's been in law for decades. Ronald Reagan said it was okay.
Myvote.wi.gov. Call your representatives. Even if it's the ones you believe are against policies like this, still call them and tell them what you want from them. Tell them what you expect from your leaders. Tell them they're doing a great job if you think so. But myvote.wi.gov is where you're going to go to contact your reps.
And just remind them, they work for us.
And they're getting paid during a shutdown.
They work for us. When we return, some exciting news about the laughing tap, the tap of laughing. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by the Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on!
And save! Badgers win the shootout!
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn! Badgers finish Michigan!
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our resident young person, Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 10:30 news, we'll lighten it up with a segment we call Audio Sorbet, where we take a breath, get away from the news, talk about sillier things. Today, we're going to talk about videos that you cannot stop watching.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Could be something you find on Twitter, could be something on Instagram or TikTok or wherever, or it might just be the topic that you cannot stop watching videos of. You have a very specific one.
I have a couple. Like there are ones that bring me great joy and great relaxation too. And I want to open up just a tiny bit more about this, whether it's your partner, whether it's a friend, is there someone in your life that you're constantly sending videos to? I have a couple in my life who would say it's like if you
they
look at
send
our,
you every video.
Oh well, no, I do too. Like if you look at our conversations, it's literally like, you know, hey, how's it going? Video, 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 video. What's going on? Video, 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 video. It's that and but yeah, that's it's a fun. This is gonna be a fun one because those videos I want there to be feel joy and those in this day and age is kind of how we find
little,
it.
Little bits of joy, man. Mm-hmm. It's what it's all about. Little bits of happiness. Speaking of happy news.
The Brewers are going to the NLCS.
They are.
Sorry.
And the Laughing Tap.
That is true.
The Laughing Tap has a new home.
The
Greg
Laughing
Bach.
Tap is going to the NLCS this year. We're going to take on the Dodgers, and I don't fare well because I am out of shape and can't run.
No, this is great news.
Yeah.
You and your co-owners of the Laughing Tap have signed a new lease.
Yep.
You had been on, what, Fifth Street for a while.
Yes, we had been in historic Walker's Point for 5 years. 5 years and some change. So I'll give you the really quick version of it. So in October of 2019, so 6 years ago this month, we announced the opening of the Laughing Tap, which would have been, which was, and will continue to be, the only stand-up comedy club in Milwaukee City. So there are other places for...
There's one in Brookfield, I know.
Well, but there's also Comedy Sports, and there is the Interchange Theater. There are places to see comedy in Milwaukee, but as far as stand-up goes, there's no dedicated club, and we were the only option, and we made that Milwaukee's home for stand-up comedy. We opened for about 7-8 weeks, because we opened in January 2020. Don't recommend opening
timing.
A business before...
Timing.
Yeah, that's all what comedy is timing. Closed for 5 months, reopened in the later part of 2020 to incredible standards of cleaning and operations and whatnot. We were doing shows to 12 people. Everyone was masked up, keeping distances. It was tough.
Yeah.
But somehow
you stayed alive.
Exactly. Businesses that have been around for 20, 30, 40, 50 years didn't make it, and the Tap made it. So Fast forward to late last year, we had to make the decision that we needed to leave that space because it just was not advantageous for our company to be there anymore for its opportunities. So we closed the club in June of this year, mid, and we just said,
We're going to look,
you know, and we had to answer a lot of questions like, we're not closing, we're not done, we're not out of business, and people asking me for months, what's going on? And I put on Facebook, I said, today marks the first day I don't have to say, well, we don't know yet, or we're still working on it, because the new location of the Laughing Tap will be at the George Watts and Son building on Milwaukee's East Side Commercial District, the George Watts building, just outside of Cathedral Square.
Right now, right near Pfister, the Pfister.
Right near Pfister. Yeah, actually, like
right around the corner.
A walk across the street, essentially, is going to be the new location. It was constructed in 1925.
It's a great building.
Italian Renaissance design, which features, so there's a lot of Art Deco in there, and that's going to be informing our design choices as well. I'm going to just read what we have here. It says, for over 9 decades, the George Watson Sons building was synonymous with fine crystal and china and renowned throughout Milwaukee community, serving the James Beard worthy sunshine cake. Constructed in 1925, our Italian Renaissance design, two-tone terracotta. It was sold in 2019 to Continuing Architecture and Planners, who are our landlords. We've been working closely with them. Great stuff. And they are upstairs. It's next to the Kessler's Diamond Center. So we're going to be next to all sorts of cool jewelry. And it's going to be a great building. And we're starting with the first floor. It's going to be a new club. It's going to be more seating. There'll be more. We were originally at 80 in the old space.
Yep.
We're going to be able to do between 100 to 120 at least.
Still a nice intimate,
exactly.
A nice intimate space.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what all comedy, that's for me, that I don't want to get into a match about anything, but for me personally, a intimate space, and you talk to great comedians, they want intimate spaces. They want a nice, arenas suck for comedy. But the point is, we have made the announcement, we have signed the lease, we have a key. There are no announcements on when it will be opening.
Well, you have some infrastructure things you have
to take
care of.
Yes, there's a bunch of construction and design that needs to be done in that space, but that is the big announcement that as of right now, the Laughing Tap has a new home, and when we have more information, we will give it to you. But we'll be staying in Milwaukee. We'll be in the downtown East Side area, and we're very much looking forward to what the future holds for what we're doing for comedy and what we're doing for the area too, because it's local business, it's local art,
local comics,
yep. And thriving in a day and age of corporatization. And that's
great
what we strive
news.
For. So
it's great news.
Yeah.
Laughing Tap, new home, George Watts building. Mm-hmm. We will update you as it becomes available. Roger from Stevens Point texting in. Congratulations, Greg.
Thank you very much. If you want to find out more, go to laughingtap.com. You can sign up for our newsletter. Comes out right now, comes out once a week, every 2 weeks, because there's not a lot happening per se. But we'll let you know more as we know more. Thank you, everyone, for your support. We truly, truly appreciate it. And I met Patton Oswalt last week. Yeah.
News is next. And then when we return, Audio Sorbet. Hope you can join us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up around the globe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 97.5 WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President Trump lauded the release of Hamas hostages and Israeli-held Palestinian prisoners as phase one of his Gaza peace plan took effect.
Today, for the first time anyone can remember, we have a once-in-a-lifetime chance to put the old feuds and bitter hatreds behind us.
Trump will meet Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House Friday. Zelensky says air defense is his major concern.
I will have a meeting with some companies because there are some needs. What we need now because of different format of attacks, even not those attacks which Russia already did.
A confirmed microburst damaged buildings and flooded neighborhoods in Tempe, Arizona this afternoon. Area business owner Dale Seabright described moments leading up to the storm.
We saw the wind picking up, and normally we kind of hang out by the front door and just watch the trees sway. And I was actually holding the door from opening, so it was swinging back and forth, and I didn't want to shatter the door.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Dodgers in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and Dodgers in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series, the best of seven. Manager Pat Murphy asked about how the Dodgers have yet to beat the Brewers this year.
Your team handled the Dodgers 6-0.
Yeah, I mean, we're not overconfident, that's for sure. Dodgers are a powerhouse. What can you say? You don't see many commercials anywhere across the world and you don't have Dodgers in it because they have the star power. They're great players.
Game 1 tonight in Milwaukee. NBA, the Bucks and Bulls got physical last night in Chicago. Bulls guard Emmanuel Miller left due to a chipped tooth. Another Bulls player with a cut above the eye. Dalian Terry ejected after a fight with the Bucks' Taurean Prince. Milwaukee won the preseason contest, 127-121. NFL, Packers with a 27-18 victory over the Bengals, thanks to some key receptions from rookie Matthew Golden.
Man, he adds another explosive playmaker. You know, I think he made some big-time plays today.
That's quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As expected, the new Tron film, Tron Eris, opened at number one at the box office this past weekend. Unexpected, however, was the $33.5 million haul. It was a bit low, as Disney was hoping for between $40 and $50 million. The film pulled in another $27 million overseas, topping out at $60 million, which sounds like a lot of money, but the budget was $180 million, which will be a tough recoup. Adding to a not-so-great weekend numbers-wise were two other new films. In second place was the action comedy Roofman, which pulled in just $8 million, despite good reviews. The other newcomer was Jennifer Lopez's musical version of Kiss of the Spider-Woman, which opened at number 13 with less than 1 million, but on many fewer screens. But it was still considered a disappointment. Paul Thomas Anderson's One Battle After Another still shows legs and pulled in almost 7 million in its third week to finish in third place. Gabby's Dollhouse finished in fourth place, and faith-based film Soul on Fire finished in fifth. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low within a few degrees of 40. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, there could be a shower in the late afternoon and evening. Highs in the upper 50s to around 60. And again around 60 on Wednesday and partly sunny. Right now it's 48.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by AdoptUS Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit AdoptUSKids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by AdoptUS Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly
imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome UW Cinematheque programmer and host of the Lifers podcast, Ben Reiser. And then comedy sports director Mike Kauth joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, our one, our only Calzone on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We do have baseball coming up later on. Our broadcast will start at 6:30 as the Brewers host the Dodgers in game one of the NLCS. You can listen to the game on terrestrial radio if you're in Richland Center on WRCE and Oshkosh on WISS and here in Racine and Kenosha on WRJN. Again, our broadcast will start tonight at 6:30. Go crew. It is the time of the show that we call Audio Sorbet, where we lighten things up. Take a breath, get away from the news, talk about sillier things, because we all need that.
Mm-hmm.
This came up as we were getting ready for the show, because we're always surfing social media and looking for things and looking for topics, and you shared a video genre that you can watch over and over again because it makes you happy.
Yeah. I mean, well, you were... Honestly, so it all started with just you. So every day we come in, we're scrolling all the sites. God help us. It's a lot.
There's a lot.
But especially when you're scrolling social media, what's great is that you can, you know, like the Trump administration is taking candy from children and laughing in their faces. But then you scroll another video, you're like, oh my God, it's a dog getting a bath.
Right.
And it's
right.
Those little moments that really make the difference. And I'm not discounting the heft of what the news is that we need to pay attention to.
Absolutely.
But it does provide momentary escape. And you were scrolling and I saw a video where it was just a mashup of people opening up drains to drain flooded areas.
Clearing storm drains.
And there's a whole subsection of the internet, of social media, of people doing that, of clearing storm drains. And I love those videos because you know what's going to happen. It never ends with womp womp. He didn't get it. My car floated away. It always gets cleared.
There's a happy ending.
There's always an ending that makes you feel good. And I love them. So and I wasn't even, you know, that's the beauty of also of audio sorbet is that
something innocuous.
It's not only innocuous, but you can't decide. You can't sit down like, all right, what are we going to talk about for every time we do that? It never works or it sucks. It always has to happen in the aggregate. It has to happen on the side. I mentioned it and you said, that's audio sorbet. That's how we do it here at Matt and Air on Air Industries and Laboratories is we don't do it.
It's very scientific.
We don't think too much about things.
I'd say that about the whole show.
Yeah. But so the question we pose and we'll keep it simple in the first part, but it's very inclusive in its totality is that what are the videos that make you feel good, whether it is the genre like clearing storm drains, or is it just a video that you love that you
and
want
you
to make sure
over and over and over.
Yes. Share those thoughts with us. 855-752-4842, 855-757. You can send the links. Not FCC compliant so much. It's just not weird. Gross. Send those. No pimple popper videos. Send those to us via text or through the live stream. I'd love to see if they make you happy. They'll make me happy.
Absolutely.
So tell us, do you have a genre? Do you have a video? And are you the type of person who has a friend or a partner where it's just like
nothing but sharing. I gotta send this to so-and-so.
Bridget has discovered the videos on Facebook, and it has become just, I'm inundated. So I have to sometimes be like,
honey,
I'll have you. No. I just have to go back later and watch
all of them.
All of them. So yeah, I could talk about this for hours.
What is your video genre? What is the clip that you watch over and over or again? Is it a subsection? Is it just people clearing storm drains? What's your thing?
Yeah.
855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. That is our audio sorbet question for today. What is your video that you can watch maybe over and over and over? Or it's just a whole genre of videos that make you happy, take you away for a moment. 855-752-4842.
Now, I know for you, I can tell you right away, because we share this one as well, and that is We Rate Dogs.
Love We Rate Dogs. And I will watch those every day.
And while they are on YouTube, and that's fine on YouTube, it's a little longer than what I like from them on Twitter is that like straight shot of dopamine to the brain with the top five dogs every Friday, because it's beautifully curated. It's wonderfully narrated because they love dogs just as much as we do. But for a while, you and I, before we went to 9, we would watch it because it would post right before 10.
Right before the show.
And I remember there were times where the dogs were so beautiful and the stories were so wonderful that I'm like, I love everything. Emotions are
get
free.
All emotional.
Oh, absolutely. It was amazing. So yeah, I know you love, but is there anything else that when you're scrolling that you're just like, I got to watch this?
There is one video.
Yeah.
And it's only, I think it's only 20 seconds long.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm the only one. I can't be the only one who's seen this.
Okay.
There is a kitten, a black kitten on its back.
Mm-hmm.
And it discovers it has back paws. It is the funniest thing I think I have ever seen.
Yes.
It is this kitten. It's a revelation for this kitten.
Mm-hmm.
I have another foot.
Yeah.
Where did this come from? And again, it's,
can I put it in my mouth?
Yeah, and you can.
Yes.
But it can't be more than 20 seconds long.
Yeah.
And I will watch that on a loop over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. I'm more prone to Instagram Reels, which is the exact same thing as TikTok. I don't know why I don't watch TikTok, but Instagram Reels, I just disappear into sometimes for way too long.
And that algorithm feeds you these.
Yeah, and I've learned how to not control my algorithm, but manipulate it where I know that if, especially because I'll comment, I know, leave me alone on some of the videos that I dislike because I just don't like what the narrative they're pushing. It gets me all up in my mad feels. But then when you do that, they're like, oh, you must like these videos about why trans people are trying to take away the rights of gun owners. And like, no, I wasn't. So you have to get into, it's true, those videos are out there. You have to then realize you need to flush it out a little. So you purposely look at good videos, comment on those videos, like those videos, and then they come back around.
That will feed your algorithm.
I just like videos of people having, I mean, I can get into specifics. I love videos of people having fun, unadulterated fun. And I think that's what we need in this world. There's a man from Korea. He is a very talented guitar player. He posts in Korean. I don't even care what he's saying. You know this, and I know this. The hard rock heavy metal genre is very macho. At least it was in the 80s when we were growing up. This guy is usually standing in front of his computer where he does all his recording. He's playing a metalish guitar. He's usually wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt. He does not look metal. He wears glasses. He has a short haircut and he plays these blistering solos over the rockiness rock. But while he's doing it, he's just like giving really sarcastic thumbs up or putting his fingers through his hair and playing amazingly, but satirizing all of the trappings of hard rock guitar playing.
I love it.
And it's so fun because he's so good and he understands how ridiculous that genre is, but I've sent those videos to so many people because it's just great to watch. That's one guy, I love him so much.
855-752-4842. What videos will you watch? Because they make you happy. It can be the smallest, most innocuous thing. Mm-hmm. We were watching a video this morning that spurred this all. A guy cleared out a storm drain, and it turned into a whirlpool. Mm-hmm. And Greg and I were both like, ooh, look at that. 855-752-4842. Brett from Brown Deer. I will watch dogs and cats saving babies from predators.
Oh, geez.
Oh, there's all kinds of dogs versus bears.
Mm-hmm.
Little dogs versus bears.
Oh, my God. Dogs meeting babies.
Oh, dogs meeting babies.
Oh, break my heart.
Jay from Eau Claire listening on WCFW. I watch lawn care videos all the time.
So the lawn care video world started as just a couple dudes going through and cleaning up the yards. What it turned into is now some of those guys, they knock on the doors of individuals who need help. Like their houses are like it's like a lot of elderly people who just don't have the means or the family to take care of it.
Right.
And they go and say, hey, this is no joke. This is I'm going to do this for free for you. And you see them at first be very incredulous.
I've seen those.
And then afterwards they act like they've saved their lives and it's beautiful. Now it's morphed into literally, I'm not kidding you, because of bureaucracy, cops coming and stopping these people and saying, you can't do that. Well, why not? There's a
ordinance.
Because they want their money. They want their fees. But lawn care videos are amazing.
What video will you watch over and over again, or genre of videos? Because it just makes you happy.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Ollie from the Northwoods joining us on the line. Good morning, Ollie. What did you want to say?
Hi. Mine isn't really a video or a genre. I am not very technical when it came to getting my first iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it during COVID, and I was missing getting out to see Christmas lights. And
yeah.
So I just took a bunch of snapshots of the different GIFs and strung them all together.
Yeah. Oh.
Sent it out as a Christmas greeting.
Oh.
And I watched it over and over.
Oh, until that's
my phone went kaput, and now I've lost all my photos.
Oh, that's a great idea, Ollie. That's a great idea.
Love that. I love that. I'm sorry you lost the photos, but don't worry. Christmas is coming, and there'll be a whole bunch of them for you. Thank you so much, Ollie, for calling in. Ronnie in Horicon listening to WAUK. I watch the people who take old rusty pieces of, quote, junk and completely deconstruct them to rebuild them step by step. It's amazing how beautiful and reconditioned pieces become. It's a total waste of my time. I watch them too. But I can't stop watching in order to see the end product. I love watching those too. The only thing about those videos that kind of infuriate me is because you want to believe you can do it. But then they pull out like $10,000 pieces of equipment that will like clean them. And you're like, oh, I can't do this.
Yeah, I can't do
that.
I don't have that.
Kelvin, what about you?
I wouldn't say I even particularly enjoy these videos, but they're ones I see a lot and then end up watching them. They're these videos of a hydraulic press and they just smash things.
Slowly.
I just want to crush things.
There's a woman who has made it her gig watching those videos, judging what they're smashing. And it's great because she has a very sultry UK accent. And she'd be like, oh, no, I hate that. Oh, I love that. It's hilarious. Yes. Especially when they crush something that's food and it shoots up through the little holes on the hydraulic press.
Even
and it's,
better.
It's like confetti.
855-752-4842. Carmela, you get the last word on this from Milwaukee. Thanks for joining us, Carmela. What do you watch over and over and over?
I watch wild animals asking humans for help.
Oh.
I watched one yesterday where a giraffe came to a guy's tent and it made him follow him, and the baby giraffe was in distress. And then it always, the baby or the mother always come back to them. I've seen like households, like a baby bear.
Yep,
or
I saw the bear one.
Yeah, and they always come back, and I'm always like, it's in my algorithm, so
yep.
I'm always like, oh, wow.
That's awesome, Carmela, thank you.
I love it.
Be kind.
Yes.
Be kind. Go
help,
watch.
Help bears.
Help bears. Just go watch something silly.
Yeah.
We can all use it. Speaking of, we're going to wrap up the show. This shouldn't be a thing. That's next. Stay here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Buck, resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show tomorrow, our friend and colleague Todd Alba. We'll be here after the 9:30 news. I'm going to be on his show this afternoon. Now I'm joining Todd on Mondays at 2:30.
I wouldn't mind being there.
You can stream.
Oh God,
if you want.
I don't like that. I'm sorry, I did that. That felt weird. It was like channeling my grandma right there.
Todd Alba joining us tomorrow at 9:35 in hour number two. Will Westmoreland, who is a farmer from southwestern Missouri, is going to be joining us. We're going to talk tariffs and what he is hearing from a lot of his fellow farmers and how they're faring. Still waiting for this bailout package for our farmers. And it'll be an interesting conversation. So join us tomorrow for Todd Alba and Will Westmoreland will be joining us. Calvin, it is just about 10:54. That means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. This is Run for the Border, literally, edition.
Yeah.
This is from KYGO 98.5. Calvin found this out of Colorado. Headline reads from Sean Patrick, Denver hosts 31-mile run where racers have to constantly consume Taco Bell. In Denver, there's an ultra runner event called the International Taco Bell 50K Ultra Marathon. 31 miles. The race is a loop through Denver, which includes mandatory stops at 10 local Taco Bells. You have to order something at 9 of the 10 Taco Bells, and you have to eat it. That includes a Chalupa Supreme or a Crunchwrap Supreme by the fourth stop, one Burrito Supreme or one Nachos Bell Grande by stop number 8.
Okay.
You have to finish the 31 miles within 11 hours. You have to keep all your receipts and your wrappers. Drinks do not count as food.
Okay.
Zero tolerance policy on erping.
What does that mean? Erping?
Erping.
I don't know what that means.
That would mean getting sick.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I thought
zero
that,
tolerance
I thought
policy.
That was a running thing for like burping or something. I don't know. You're reading one of the most insane, unhinged stories ever, and you expect me to know the lingo?
It's the best part of this whole break. Zero tolerance policy on vomiting. If you do, you are immediately disqualified. And you're banned from any on-course remedies, meaning no Pepto-Bismol, no Pepcid, no Alka-Seltzer, no Mylanta. You are able to use the bathroom as much as you'd like. You can only use Taco Bell restrooms along with one other approved public toilet. The Taco Bell 50K is in its eighth year. Their eighth year.
Yeah. Oh, I'm saving all of my thoughts till the end here.
Taco Bell is not affiliated with this run in any way, and they refuse to comment on it.
Oh.
Organizers say it's probably because of their legal team, because if they endorse it, then they could open themselves up to liability issues. So
lighten up, Yum Brands. My God, lighten up.
There were more than 700 runners took place at the 31-mile run where racers have to consume Taco Bell.
Where do I start? First of all, I am never going to take a runner seriously when they talk about their health and their running.
Okay.
Because when events like this exist, this isn't like a 5K. This isn't like, oh, anyway.
31 miles.
You can't just sign up and do this. You will hurt yourself if you're not a conditioned runner. Second of all, see, the thing is, okay, here's the thing is, there are people out there who can run an ultra marathon. This is nothing to them. This is like, I mean, whereas I'm built for the other side of it. I'm built for the Taco Bell portion of it. So if you like, let's make it more like a relay. Like, let's say you're an ultra runner, Jane.
Okay.
You have to run, and then I have to get to the Taco Bell, and I eat.
You do the eating.
Whatever you order, and it must be X amount to X amount of money, these amount of items, and you can't leave until I'm done eating.
I
could do that, okay. And then you high five, and you go to the next
and
one.
And then I run.
But I also like that they think on a planet that somehow Pepto, Pepcid AC, Alka-Seltzer, and or Mylanta will do anything to help them in this situation.
Isn't that adorable?
Yeah, that is hilarious. And the only thing that sucks is that, well, no, they're loving it. But the fact that Taco Bell not only won't comment and they want to be part of it, that doesn't mean that they don't go to the Taco Bells that are franchise owned by these people. And I'm hoping that at least the organizers of the event talk to them, because these kinds of events can put pressure on maybe a busy restaurant. And if people are running in to get food and they're sitting there, I don't know. Like, I'm talking about the customer service and the people who are trying to provide the food.
This is the eighth one, so I think they've got it down by now.
Also, this is the most. This is like seriously the most Denver thing. Just short of like Taco Bell, and you have to smoke a joint. This is so Denver.
That wraps up today's episode of
This shouldn't be a thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening and for watching on the live stream. It means the world, genuinely does. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. We got news coming up next, followed by Tom Hartman. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump told foreign leaders in Egypt at a Gaza peace summit today that the first steps to peace are always the hardest, but implementation of phase one of his peace plan is momentous.
This is the day that people across the region and around the world have been working, striving, hoping, and praying for.
Seated alongside the leaders of Turkey, Egypt, and Qatar, Trump and other Middle East leaders signed a document inaugurating the plan to end the war in Gaza. Earlier, Hamas released the 20 remaining living Israeli hostages, and Israel released Palestinian prisoners. CBS's Haley Ott reports it was an emotional day for many in Israel.
Reunited. Mothers and sons, families that had been torn apart. Now, with all the remaining living hostages back in Israel, in exchange for nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners and detainees,